DJW Mobile.
DFW Mobile. Good afternoon, Dave.
Well, that was a quick day's work, Ken. Or you're off work now, huh?
Valley 85 headed to Greer.
The quitting time bell has rung in Bedrock.
Get that.
I don't know if you've heard him on here, KJ4YQK, David used to say that. He climbed under the fence, or he climbed over the fence when he got off work. Coming under the fence, and getting out of work.
Hit the little pad, and the gate will open, and I'm usually rolling about 4 o'clock or 4:01.
Except I would leave the house and go to Starbucks. That was my drive. I was working from home, so my drive home from home was to leave home and go to Starbucks and drive home from Starbucks.
I like that working from home stuff. It's just not something that I've gotten used to.
Back in the 70s and 80s, working at Michelin, sometimes I'd be working on something. They put a modem up in the computer room and let me dial in to that modem. And then I could hop over from that computer in the computer room over to my Unix desktop and do my work from home because I wanted to be able to do it. So they set me up. I knew the system admin pretty good, and my boss, he was fine with it. And so started way back then in the 70s and 80s. And then when I switched over from manufacturing to financials, that was a norm. That was a standard. That's how, if you were in IT, that's how you worked.
Access to everything, and you don't have to go out on the floor. I mean, there's really no difference, right?
Key, if you get a program ready and you're going to cut it for the very first time, and you're going to cut it in wax, then you go in. You go in and you set it all up with the machine operator. And you and the machine operator are both watching it, and he's got his hand over the kill switch. And as long as it does good, it goes through the whole thing on the first. And when you're cutting wax, you're good and go back home. But if it takes off and heads somewhere into outer space, he hits the kill switch, and you're back at the design table.
Remember from the advanced automation days, you know, the engineer programming it, watching it, making adjustments.
When Johnny worked there?
Yep.
Do you know one of the guys that worked there was at my wedding? His wife knew my wife. John was his name. His last name started with a P. I can't remember now. That was 30 years ago. Do you remember a guy that worked there named John? I think he ended up being one of the owners.
Can't think offhand. My brother probably knows better. He worked there, and then my wife worked there.
Other spot. I know my dad took me over there one time because he knew a guy that worked there, and he took me over there to show me something that they had going on over there. I was impressed. Johnny used to really like the work that they did, too, because it was always something new, always something interesting.
I loved the work. The work was awesome. And it's, like you said, it's always the latest and greatest, you know. The machinery is clean and everything, but just didn't really pay anything at that time.
Me and Michelin. When I found out how much I could make going into financials, it was like four times what manufacturing was paying. And, you know, I hated leaving there. I told the people, and I didn't want to leave. It was just purely a business decision, and they understood that completely. But you got to do what you got to do. You got to take care of your family first.
KN4TFW.
But those were some fun days. Manufacturing is fun.
Headed south on 85, and I'm coming up about a mile from the 85-26 intersection.
When my wife comes back, she works in Spartanburg. That's the 129 exit. You ever do that?
Oh, I do, but it's probably now they got it mostly fixed there in Lyman. It ain't too bad, but it used to be backed up, and you'll be there, you know, 10 red lights waiting to get through.
14 years or 15, no, 16 years that I worked at B of A in Charlotte, I came down that road coming home. I am going out in the morning and coming home in the afternoon, 129. every day for 16 years. Well, the last 10 years I didn't go in every day. I only went in one day a week on Wednesdays.
Hey, I just get on at 29 there and just come up the interstate. But if there's anything happening on the interstate, there's so many ways I can go to get over there to where I need to be in Spartanburg, except for the bridges out on one of the country routes.
I had two of them. One was to go on down to Wade Hampton, and the other one was to go on down to 14, and I guess I could go on down to 101, too. It was like three different ways.
I just pitched it in here. I came back from Cali. I'll be honest, this traffic's nothing compared to out there. It's pretty bad, but I will say 85 here as a place is pretty bad. I'm going northbound right now.
From San Diego to L.A.? During daytime in California?
To Santa Ana Airport this time. I've been to San Diego several times, or a couple times, and I've really enjoyed it, but, man, L.A. is a different breed. Let me tell you what about those drivers.
I'd go in to San Diego, stay there for a week, and then drive up to L.A., stay there for a week, and then come home. And that drive took a whole day. That should have taken an hour and a half, maybe, if it was here. It took a whole day when it was there. And then you'd see coming up behind you, you know, every now and then drug enforcement with blue lights on, and they were just, like, overshadowing everybody.
Sure. Go ahead and take it away, whoever else is here. I didn't catch your call or name. Kill for NH.
KN, and the call sign's KN4TFW. I'm just thinking Wade Hampton Boulevard starting to get pretty crowded. It just some times of the day it takes forever.
I've been starting to notice that here as of late. It's been pretty bad, and I frequent 290 now rather than doing 29 in Wade Hampton, but every time I'm on that road it seems like it's getting worse and worse.
290 on Rutherford right now, and it has stopped going north. And that the next red light up is about a mile and a half to 2 miles away, and they're backed up all the way down to here to Rutherford. That's pretty bad.
And he's backed up right there at the interstate also.
That makes sense, gentlemen. That's actually my exit. I'm supposed to go off of, I guess I'll take the next one and go home off 29 then.
From Duncan headed towards the interstate, whichever way that is.
Both normally pretty bad around this time of day.
It's over it okay, but I wouldn't get on it. if you can avoid it. W4DJW.
DW Mobile just monitoring the traffic. In and out, I'm in the valley of 385, but I'm about to hit Roper Mountain, so I'll be in the stop. I'll be in the parking lot too.
Roper Mountain, you got 985. Northbound start has a little bit of a slowdown, but. Southbound, on the other hand, yeah, absolutely stand still from the looks of it, but I'm on northbound myself. This is scale for NNH.
Driveway, so this is going to be my last one. You guys have a good, safe ride the rest of the way home or wherever you're going. W4DJW.
73, Dave. Have a good one. Yeah, I'm about to get off the interstate, jump on 29 myself. KN4TFW.
Have a good evening. Maybe see you on the net tonight. Maybe not. I'll probably be knocked out before then. Let's go for it, NH.
You're getting off on 29. You headed back towards Greer?
I'm actually heading back home to the QTH. Currently live with my parents. My father's KI4 MRA. And normally take 290 off 85 to get home, but there's another way you can get in as well, and that's from 29. It's not much difference in distance, but I much prefer taking 290 since I get off the interstate quicker.
I don't see anything from 290 to 29 that ain't showing any delays.
In here on my GPS, but I'm keeping an eye out just in case.
85 is slow, but moving. Correct.
I accidentally walked on you. Go ahead.
Slow,
you must be underneath the bridges of 385, I'm guessing.
Roper Mountain. It'd be Crescent Hill, but under Roper Mountain, literally.
Pulled you out of the weeds that time. Go for an inch. Go ahead again.
29 headed towards Lyman. Traffic looks good so far. KN4 TFW.
On 85 north, looks like it's right by the airport. It looks like a trooper's involved, but everything's off the road, so nothing crazy.
Caught your name. Was it Ben?
Hey, Brad. Foxtrot Romeo, Echo Delta. Call sign here is Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel.
Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo, Whiskey Ben, as in Benjamin.
Got hit,
Ben. So, doing tonight after you get back to QTH, wherever you're going?
Walk the dog, and Mama's got to work till about 8:30, so it won't be much of anything, really.
Taking down my metastasis station for a day or so, so if the weather's going to get as bad as they say.
It's going to get that bad, personally. I frequent New York quite a bit right now with my job, but if they're saying snow and everything, based on what I've seen so far, I doubt it'll be more than a dusting of anything. But I think as soon as I get home today, I'm going to hop on some HF, make a few contacts, and then probably call it for the night.
25th anniversary of the discovery of Pluto, so look for any call sign. That's Whiskey 7 Papa, Whiskey 7 Pluto. Special event.
On FT8 or FT4 or even Whisper, I'm planning on operating those right now.
I'm on FT8 and I talked to them on SSB yesterday. They might be on FT4 and I spotted them on JS8 call.
Now, I got plans to hop on FTA. I got to make my contact for the day. I'm still doing my 12 days QRZ. And I got to get my contact for the day, and I might look out for them while I'm trying to make some contact.
I'm at my destination. Yeah. I mean, there's three of them. Any of them starting Whiskey 7.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm almost near my exit. It's about the time where I start getting in the weeds. This has been KO4NA. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'll be clear.
All right, have a good one. I look forward to catching you another day down the lock. KN4 TFW.
See ya. Third station didn't catch your name. This is KO4ZEW Ben. I will be clear.
And the name over here is Ken. Kilo Echo November.